everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The Oklahoma City Oil and Gas Convention, presented by Roseland Oil and Gas, will be at the Cox Convention Center Tuesday and Wednesday, May 9th and 10th. Convention doors open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Admission is free, so come and see old friends and make new ones while keeping up with the newest trends in the oil and gas industry. There's plenty to see and lots to do. Stimulate new ideas to support your business. The Oklahoma City Oil and Gas Convention, May 9th and 10th at the Cox Convention Center. Learn more at roselandoilandgas.com.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
All right, welcome back. Aggressive buyer activity moved into live cattle and feeder cattle trade today as futures held triple-digit gains. This sparked increased buyer support in most areas and actually expanded the price levels in most contract months. Corn prices were lower in light trade today, July corn futures about 5 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed in light trade, the Dow Jones is 5 points higher, NASDAQ down 6 points. And in live cattle, light to moderate pressure held in front month June futures, although the rest of the complex gained momentum as triple-digit buyer support moved back into the complex. The bullishness of the cattle market and strong shift upward seen in feeder cattle futures helped to bring traders back to the table following the limit losses on Friday. The potential for increased buyer support in the last hour of trade set the tone for increased activity through the rest of the week. In feeder cattle, sharp buyer support quickly redeveloped across all feeder cattle trade with buyers moving prices higher. Triple-digit gains held at midday with front-month May futures holding a $4 per hundredweight rally. Extended trading limits in place allow for prices to expand beyond the normal $4.50 per hundredweight price levels. Grain futures, meanwhile, were lower today as they continue to pull back from last week's brief but explosive short covering rally. While producers report problems from adverse conditions, forecasts suggest improving conditions in northern areas of the Midwest this week. Corn prices drifted lower as traders waited for news on planting progress amid mixed weather forecasts for the next 2 weeks. Soybeans, meanwhile, posted modest losses after an attempt to firm ran out of gas during Asian trade. July futures held to the middle of the April-May channel after testing the top of the uptrend on Friday. And finally, wheat prices were lower but held last week's gap higher on winter wheat futures. Uncertainty over losses from recent storms appeared to be providing at least a little support for prices. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.